Jolyon, thank you so much for speaking with us this morning.
No problem. Thank you very much for having me.
So tell us a little bit about the Chisarua School and how you got involved with this documentary.
Well, it's kind of a big story, but I'll try and be quick. I was living in Indonesia. I was in Jakarta about 5 years ago when Australia stopped the boats, and I just got to thinking, who are these people that are trying to come to Australia and what are they going to do now? And I found out where the refugees lived and I drove up and met the refugees. And so that we became friends pretty quickly, and soon afterwards they decided they had to do something now that they were stuck, and they decided to start a school. So I continued to film and they did start that school, and it's been kind of an incredible success over the next 5 years. It's been amazing.
And I was reading about this. The school does sound like it's been a really incredible success. What does it mean for the people who are living in Indonesia?
Well, when I first went up there, it was, you know, everyone was very friendly and nice to me, but you know, they were a bit kind of lost. And after that, something I noticed when they started the school, something completely changed, like a complete transformation. And the way I describe it is like, if you see someone who's depressed, and then maybe 6 months ago, 6 months later, you see them, and you know their shoulders are back and they're bright-eyed again, and you're like, wow, it's like you look the same, but you're a completely different person. That's what happened to the community up there in Chisarua. So it's around it. They've built a community around it. They've built friends. Their families now talk about it. The kids love it. It's been a really, it's been completely transformational for the community in every way. So the education is really only one part of it. The kind of mental stress, the community, the friendship, the, you know, they, the information, the knowledge, everything kind of comes out of that school. That's in a much wider way than just a purely educational sense. And for people that are in the middle of an unknown journey, this is incredibly important information to have. People that you trust and friends and support and things like that. So it's, it's been a very important part of their journey.
I imagine it offers as well, like along those lines, a real sense of security in, like you said, in what can be a bit of a tumultuous time.
Yeah, well, that's kind of, you know, that's putting a kind of almost slightly glib angle on it. You know, it's more than tumultuous. They're living as refugees. They've got no money. They've got nowhere to go. They've got no status. They've got nothing. And the school doesn't necessarily offer them security, but it does offer them some sort of security. It's something in their lives that belongs to them, that they're a part of, that they built, that is for their community, and, you know, just gives them a small sense of stability and something to do. Some of the teachers during the day describe how during the day they're focused on teaching and the students and things like that. Then at night they go home and they cook food and then they sleep, and then that's when the nightmares and the stress and the worry and everything comes. So their nights are terrible, but they come to the school in the morning and then they have a chance to forget about all that and all their worries and uncertainties and histories and that kind of thing. So, yeah, absolutely. It's certainly a golden time in their, a point in their journey that I'm sure that they're going to remember wherever they end up in the future. They're certainly going to remember it. And some of those kids, you know, most of those kids haven't been to school before they went to this Chisarua Refugee Learning Centre. So their entire education has happened there. It's I'm very, very proud of them, obviously.
And the staging post, your documentary, it was released in 2017. Have you kept in touch with the people at Chisarua? Do you still follow what's going on over there at the Learning Centre?
Oh, yeah, no, the experience completely changed my life. I'm intimately engaged. And Muzaffar, who was kind of the brains behind the school, he's now resettled in Adelaide. So he and I started a charity. We support the school. We're in contact with the school every day, if not every second day. And, we're completely enmeshed, our community and their community. And the staging post, we released it in 2017. It screened around Australia, and we just keeps it just keeps screening. There's almost every week or every second week there's a screening somewhere around the world. In Refugee Week in June this year, we're going to be screening it for we're going to tour with it, Muzaffar and I, and we travel and tour with it and go to towns and put it on in the cinemas, and people come out and fill the cinemas, and it's a really beautiful experience. And during the day, we show it to school kids because, you know, it's very family friendly, G-rated, inspirational kind of film. So our goal is to build a great big community of connection between interested Australians and these refugees who are stuck on, you know, in Indonesia outside of Jakarta. And we think that, you know, above and beyond any Australian policy or anything like that, you know, humans, we can reach out and support each other and learn from each other. I've learned an incredible amount from the refugees, for example, and, you know, they certainly learn from visitors and from themselves as well. So, yeah, that's an ongoing thing. We screen the staging post. I think it might be screening at UTS next month, but there's always screenings, and you can check it out on the website and follow along. It's an incredible journey, and it's a real life journey. They're still in the middle of it, and they're right there, and we can just reach out and connect with them and help them. It's a beautiful experience.
We'll get the link up in the podcast. Jolyon, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for having me.